This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now, podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at Stitcher.com/takeaway.
Attorney General Eric Holder travels to Texas to deliver a message about state voting laws. The message? State rights don't trump civil rights, and the federal government has the right to enforce that. It's Wednesday, December 14th, and this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Celeste.
So another battlefield in this brewing war between federal government and independent states. New voting laws in more than a dozen states has caught the attention of the nation's top lawyer, and we'll talk about that in a minute. And is Amazon trying to put independent booksellers out of business? Novelist Richard Russo joins us later this hour to talk about that. But many of you are still talking about the story on Lowe's, the chain of hardware stores, and the decision to pull their ads from the TLC reality show All American Muslim.
This is Robert from Miami. Ignorance always has unintended consequences. These people are trying to stop people from advertising on this Muslim show, but the result has been that now more people know about the show. I didn't know it was on TLC, and I didn't know when it was showing, but now I'm sure to watch it.
Give us your thoughts by calling 877-8-MY-TAKE, but now let's get to the headlines.
There appears to be broad agreement on Capitol Hill to extend the payroll tax cut and federal unemployment benefits, but a final deal remains elusive. Last night, the House passed a bill to extend the tax cut, but it has controversial provisions in it, like the construction of an oil pipeline from Canada to Texas and a pay freeze on federal workers, neither of which are likely to pass the Senate. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says the House vote was a waste of time.
The bill just passed by House Republicans tonight is a pointless partisan exercise. The bill is dead on arrival.
In the Senate, it's scheduled to vote on two dueling bills that would amend the Constitution to require a balanced budget every year. Neither of those bills are expected to pass.
And as you heard, U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder vows to fully enforce civil rights protections in next year's elections.
Call on our political parties to resist the temptation to suppress certain votes in the hopes of attaining electoral success, and instead encourage and work with the parties to achieve this success by appealing to more voters.
Holder's announcement comes as some states are redrawing political boundaries and imposing requirements that could reduce voting by minorities. We'll talk more about this in a few minutes. President Obama will pay tribute to U.S. troops today as the Iraq War nears an end. The president and first lady head to Fort Bragg in North Carolina to address service members and their families.
Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki has called on American business leaders to help rebuild his country. Speaking in Washington, al-Maliki said security has improved and business leaders, rather than army generals, must lead the new Iraq. Islamist parties are hoping to build on their earlier gains as voting in Egypt's parliamentary elections moves to a second round. Today's voting is taking place in rural areas, including the conservative Nile Delta. This woman is from Cairo.
We need a balanced parliament, coalition government of balanced parliaments where almost, well, most people should be represented. I think that even, you know, minorities and very small groups should have some sort of representation in parliament.
A third and final round of voting is scheduled for early January. The White House says the number of young adults going without medical coverage has shrunk by 2.5 million since the new health care law took effect. That's almost three times more than estimates from earlier this year. The health care overhaul allows young adults to stay on their parents' plan until they turn 26.
The National Transportation Safety Board wants states to ban the use of cell phones while driving, including hands-free devices.
No email, no text, no update, no call is worth a human life.
That's NTSB Chair Deborah Hirschman. She points to a growing number of deadly crashes involving drivers using cell phones. The number of married Americans has hit a record low. Just 51% of all adults who are 18 and older are now married. That places them on the brink, 2 percentage points or so, of becoming a minority. Looking at the markets, Asian and European markets are down right now. Futures are mixed. The Dow will start at 11,954, the S&P at 1,225, and the Nasdaq at 2,579. As you heard, in a few minutes, we'll take a look at Attorney General Eric Holder's vow from yesterday to enforce voting rights protections in next year's election. And we want to know, what's it like where you are? Do you think we should have to have a photo ID? Is that common sense or discriminatory? Will in Massachusetts texts this: anything that discourages voter participation discriminates against the less affluent and harms our democracy. Give us your thoughts at 877-8-MY-TAKE, and we'll talk more in a moment.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.